The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I hope you will become a part of our social media family. I realize a whole lot of people have decided to leave Facebook, and I understand, and I'm thinking about it. But we have so many friends right now on Facebook for Bob Burney Live, and it's a great way to share information, post the stories that we talk about every day. So I'm not ready to pull the plug because of the positive aspect, at least for this program. But we'll see, and if we do pull the plug, we'll let you know. Folks, listen to me. Please listen to me. No family is exempt from heartache, sorrow. That's one of the reasons why I've taken such a hard stand against the word faith prosperity preachers through the years, because they cause so much damage and their message is so incredibly unscriptural. Their whole foundation of their teaching is that God always wants you to be happy. God always wants you to be prosperous. God always wants you to be healthy. Sickness is always a result of sin, lack of faith, and so forth. And that teaching has destroyed countless thousands of people. Number one and most important, it's not biblical. Now think about it. All of the apostles died a horrific death, except John, and he died on an island called Patmos. What, they didn't have enough faith? The history of the Christian church is absolutely filled with martyrs who died painful deaths simply because they were born-again believers. Some of the greatest Christians in all of history have been Christians that have been afflicted. Amy Carmichael, if any of you have enjoyed the writings of Amy Carmichael, have you ever studied her life? She was bedridden for years and years. She was bedridden. What, she didn't have enough faith? What about Fanny Crosby? Wrote some of the most popular hymns that the Christian church has ever sung. She was blind. I'm doing a kind of a new study on Horatio Spafford, the author of It Is Well With My Soul. Check out his life and try to tell me that if you have enough faith, you won't have heartache and sorrow in your life. It is a heresy, folks. This word faith prosperity gospel is a heresy. Number one, it's unscriptural. Number two, it doesn't work. And if you have been told over and over and over and over again, if you just have enough faith, you'll be wealthy. If you just have enough faith, you'll never get sick. You'll never have a disease. If you get COVID, then you'll always be healed. What if it doesn't work out that way? As I said before, like Daniel 3:18, but if not. Which brings me to this story. No family. Listen, if you're going through a wonderful time of blessing and your family is just, everything is almost perfect. Your kids are living for God and they love you, and everybody's healthy and you got a good job and all the bills are paid. Rejoice and give God glory, because it may not be that way tomorrow. No family is exempt. Most of you will recognize the name Ed Young. Ed Young is pastor of one of the largest churches in America, Fellowship Church in Grapevine, Texas. He and his wife started the church many years ago. It has been uniquely blessed of God. Ed Young has become one of the most popular preachers in America. He's written dozens of books. He's got his podcast, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the headline that I came across this morning. Ed Young reveals daughter struggled with depression, trusting in God after her death. He and his wife shared with their congregation just this past Sunday, Valentine's Day, the story of the tragic death of their oldest, their firstborn daughter on January 19th. They shared the story this past Sunday. She died on January 19th. Pastor Ed Young said in part, I would say in these 30 plus years of ministry and leading at Fellowship Church, we probably have never been as weak and as vulnerable as we are right now. We've experienced difficulty and we've walked through pain, but not like this, and only by God's grace are we doing it. This was an out-of-order death. It wasn't supposed to happen, and dealing with that adds another messy layer. So today, we just thought we would share some of what has led up to this time. The daughter's name was Lee Beth, L-E-E-B-E-T-H, and I'll abbreviate the story. She was living for God, serving God, and from the story that I just read, I get the impression that at least at one time, she was on the staff of the church and working in ministry. She became horribly depressed. By the way, no one is exempt from depression either. You better be very sympathetic and caring and understanding of someone around you that's dealing with depression, because you are not exempt from that either, my friend. She went into deep depression, turned to alcohol. She told her parents. She called one night and said, quote, Mom, I think I'm an alcoholic. Ed Young said, that rocked us, because Lee Beth had never been a drinker or someone who partied. Zero. That was something that definitely snapped our heads. Quote, while on her way back from seeing a doctor after binging on alcohol, Lee Beth had a seizure and ended up in the ICU. There the doctor told her, if you continue to do this, you will die. She got into counseling. She got into therapy. Everyone thought that she was doing much, much better. And then just recently, she called and she said, Dad, I'm not doing well. I'm not doing well. Ed Young immediately went to where she was. Quote, Ed revealed that after finding Lee Beth in a state that as a parent you pray you never have to get involved in, he took her to see her therapist. At that time, she told her parents, I want to live. I want to be better. I want to get over this. I want to do what's right. Listen to this. That evening, Ed laid his daughter down in the room next to his office. She was shaking, he recalled. I said, you're just coming off, Lee Beth, this alcohol that you've consumed. Lee Beth didn't want to go to the hospital, so Ed, quote, sat down by her, kissed her, rubbed her back a little before going into his office to work on his sermon. Listen to this. While working on his sermon, the pastor heard a noise and ran into his daughter's room. I knew something was wrong, he said. She had a seizure. When I saw her, I thought she was gone. right there. And she was. Here is a faithful pastor, a godly man, a godly, loving father. He is in a room preparing a sermon for the next Sunday, preparing to do God's work. And while he is preparing the sermon in the room next door, his daughter dies. No one is exempt. Please be loving and caring of others, families that are struggling with children, a husband, a wife, the prodigal, a family that's dealing with sickness, with financial problems, because no one is exempt. Be a person of compassion.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
May I just add this to the story that we were just talking about? Well, two things. Pray for that church, Fellowship Church in Grapevine, Texas. Great church, huge church, mega church. Pray for the family of Ed Henry. He, and I don't mean this in a derogatory manner. I really don't. But most people would consider him a rock star pastor. It doesn't mean he hurts any less. And it certainly does not mean that he is exempt from suffering or even dysfunction in his family. That's number one. Number two, folks, you never know what people are dealing with in their personal lives and in their homes. We, right now we're all wearing masks. You go to the restaurant, you wear a mask. You go to Home Depot, you wear a mask. You go to Giant Eagle or Kroger, you wear a mask. But folks, listen, human beings have been wearing masks for a long, long, long time, especially Christians. Christians are probably better at wearing masks than anybody else on planet Earth. You go to church on Sunday, here is a mother and a father, and their hearts are just breaking because of a son or a daughter who has gone away from the Lord, who has broken fellowship and relationship with them, and their hearts have been shredded. And they go to church on Sunday morning, and they see their brothers and sisters in Christ, and everybody greets them. How are you? Oh, I'm fine. Praise the Lord. How are you doing? Oh, we're just fine. How are you? They got a mask. They put on a mask. And here's the reason why we often wear masks. Because we know that a lot of people really don't care. Let's go back to that scenario in church. Here again is this couple. Their hearts are ripped in shreds because of a child. Or maybe some other tragedy that they're dealing with in their home. And someone approaches them on Sunday morning and says, hey, how are you? Good to see you. You know what? Our hearts are broken this morning. We are so sad. We're dealing with a situation in our home. We have no idea how to face it. We don't know how to deal with it. Honest question. How would most people respond? Well, we don't know. And so we're afraid. We're afraid to be vulnerable with other people and to be really honest with other people because, after all, we're Christians. We're supposed to always have a smile on our face and we're always supposed to be happy, happy, happy. And as I've said for many, many, many years, God never promised happiness. He's promised us joy, but he's not promised happiness. And so we have become very good at wearing masks. And I hope that you have some people around you that you can take the mask off. You know, Joy and I went down to see her brother several days ago who lives in the Tampa, Florida. And he and his wife, their health is somewhat compromised. And we had masks, and but we took our mask off and hugged. We're family. We couldn't keep the mask on. Well, that's the way it should be in the Christian family. We should be able to take the mask off. But it's difficult to be vulnerable. Christians, unfortunately, sadly, can be very judgmental. We talk a lot about love and compassion and understanding, but we sometimes don't practice it very well. So I'm saying all of that to get to this. You never know what people are dealing with, and don't assume that everything's okay. Every once in a while, ask someone, how are you really doing? You can honestly tell me. And if they say, honestly, no, things are great. Well, wonderful. We're just going to praise God with you. But every once in a while, try to find out. Don't pry. That's not what I mean. Don't invade. But let people know that they don't have to wear a mask around you. Because you're not going to judge them, you're not going to condemn them. And you understand. And this is probably the 14th time I've said this, but it is intentionally repetitious. No family is exempt. And since I'm being repetitious anyway, let me repeat this. If your family is going through a wonderful, wonderful time of blessing, just thank God. Praise God for it. Because I'm not a doom and gloomer. I'm a very positive person. But we live in a fallen world. And things can change in a heartbeat. So be ready to trust God in the good times. Be ready to praise Him and trust Him in the bad times.